So the Bhagavad Gita talks about Kala, or the Bhagavad Gita talks about five subjects. One of them is Kala. So what is special about Kala in the Bhagavad Gita, which is not there in other books? Bhagavad also talks about Kala. No, it is not that when the Bhagavad Gita itself has to give some special revelation about the five subjects, which is not given elsewhere. When we say that the Bhagavad Gita deals with five subjects, that is Baldev Vidya Bhushan's analysis. Jeevishwara, Kala, Karma, Prakriti, these are the five subjects that the Bhagavad Gita deals with. And what is special about the Kala description of the Bhagavad Gita is that the Bhagavad Gita reveals the Kala Rupa within the Vishwarupa. Krishna reveals the Vishwarupa many times in the Mahabharata. But only in the Bhagavad Gita does he reveal the Kala Rupa. You know, when Dhritarashtra sees the Vishwarupa, he doesn't see at that time his own sons going into the mouth of the Vishwarupa. At that time. But Bhaktrani te Twaramana Vishanti, Amichitvam Dhritarashtra Satputra, Sarve Sahiva, Sahasaivani Kalva, Bala Sangai. So he says that, I am seeing that all the warriors are entering into their mouth. And who are they? Amichitvam Dhritarashtra Satputra. All the sons of Dhritarashtra are going into it. Bhishmam cha Dronam cha Jai. Bhishmam Dronam cha Thasuta Putram cha. So he talks about that. So that Kala feature of God, that God has time, that is revealed in the Bhagavad Gita through a mystic vision. That kind of the conception that God, that time is also a manifestation of God, that is there in the Bhagavata. It's quite prominent in the Bhagavata. But that kind of revelation is not there. So the Bhagavad Gita gives us a visual demonstration of how God manifests as time. Okay? That is the special feature of the Bhagavad Gita's revelation.